Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jerry Spurzande, and you're tuning in to the UL Revolution Instant Awakenings. And I want to thank everybody because if you could hear my producer today when she got me on the phone, she was like, oh my gosh, you don't sound very good today. And I said, well, you know, I've been battling this little throat issue. And I said, but you know what? I have a feeling I'm going to be feeling better once we get on and Rudy gets on and everyone gets on. And so I just want to send a lot of thanks to everybody here because whether you know it or not, your energy and what you're sending to me is helping me to feel incredible and get back to just 100% of just feeling wonderful. And so I want to thank all of you, and I also want to thank Rudy because he's on. And our guest today is Rudy Hunter, and he's saying hello. And we are going to do something really cool. We're going to do some group work. We may even bring some people on the phone because our mission is to help everybody dissolve the energy blocks that are keeping you stuck. Dissolve the energy that's keeping you from where you want to be in your life and allow you to really experience the prosperity and the joy and the things that you are here to experience. And just like I'm moving the energy of whatever little cold I experience out of my life so I can be back in the fullness of my vitality, and it's moving right now as I can feel it, as today is going to be the last day of this, I know, and you guys are helping. This is what I want for all of you, that today is the last day of you feeling those blocks and that stuckness in any area of your life. So on this call, Rudy is going to show you some very cool things. If you've never heard of Rudy Hunter before, you're going to be hearing a lot more about him because this work is going to be incredibly powerful for you. You're going to learn how to use your natural healing ability right now. You're going to learn how to use energy work to help your body, your financial prosperity, yes, your bank account, and your relationships. You're going to learn about trauma fields and what they are and how they can keep you stuck and how to unlock them in your life. And you're also going to learn to get to feel and experience your issues dissolving within a few moments, and that's how quickly it can happen. And it's one of his big missions. Rudy Hunter started life as a professional dancer and even a magician until a back injury curtailed his dancing career and prompted him to become a bodywork expert and teacher in an effort to learn all that he could to fix his own life, more specifically his own back injury. And like many of us who go on a journey to help ourselves, he got called in to not only experience this transformation work that we call energy healing, but also help others. He went on, after healing his own life, to healing others, the backs of friends and clients, and he became a Touch for Health instructor under the direct and personal supervision of Dr. John Fee, a DC doctor of chiropractic. And Rudy then went on to train many lay people, massage therapists, acupuncturists, chiropractors, and many other body workers to understand this modality and continue healing work in a bigger and bigger way. Now, he actually has been doing this body work, helping people, and developed some incredible modalities to do this. Now, he says he lives in the country, to get close to nature and animals, which is something I love. I'm so keen in. And you're going to hear about his work with animals and with people. He's been featured in many different places. He's published dozens of magazine articles and magic articles, manuscripts, books, effects, and DVDs. And I also say he's continued this work of magic in the area of healing because some of the work he does, people have described as magic. He's even listed, this is kind of cool, as who's who in magic for his contributions to the art. And he's also developed many energetic bodywork techniques, such as the Phoenix technique for the head, neck, and face, and the Sacred Eight healing for helping others heal. And he also works with many different forms. So I want to share really quick, long distance healing. One person, a doctor, Charles Scott, a medical doctor, former head of geriatric medicine for the state of Kansas, said this about Rudy, and this is a medical doctor. I don't understand what Rudy does by telephone. Many of you are going to get to experience this, but I can tell you that it's amazing. I think everyone that has not been helped with other methods should be open to having a session or two with him. Remote healing for animals. Rudy has worked on my family and my clients with great success. His work by phone is without equal. He's even worked on some of our animals, and it was amazing. This is Dr. Martin Grams. This is a, I think, a naturopathic doctor. emotional and physical pain. My experience with Rudy Hunter's phone sessions were magical. During the sessions, I felt my issues melt away. I could not believe the healing and shifting that took place in the days following. I hope for many of you, and I know that's going to happen, like the foundation of a house settling. I love that. I am truly grateful. Love, Catherine, Toronto, Ontario. Another person wrote in for financial abundance who found a discrepancy and newfound clarity and feeling of joyful anticipation around an issue that seemed hopeless before. So I want to say this. Let's send Rudy a huge amount of love and a welcome to the UWealth Revolution, and let's get ready for some incredible magic on this call. Rudy, welcome to the UWealth Revolution Instant Awakenings.
Hi, Darius. It's so great to be here. And I was feeling good for starters, but after that great intro, I'm feeling much, much better. So thank you.
Well, the secret is I get everybody here to send a huge amount of love during the intro, so everybody just feels amazing, including myself. So thank you. Now, you didn't always feel amazing. You had a pretty devastating back injury that put you on the sidelines and started this whole new exploration. Tell me about what happened and how it came about and how you actually healed yourself.
Sure. When there's the idea that an injury puts you literally flat on your back, that's often what nasty back pain does. It happened in a performance. I was in a performance and just something awful happened during a drop that I was doing. And that pretty much stopped my dancing career instantaneously. So aside from the fact that it hurt, which was no small piece of it, it actually interfered with my great big plans. I also, if you've ever known dancers when they're early on in their career, dancers work really, really hard and they have no money. So it was very difficult to afford proper care, meaning I couldn't just run to the chiropractor or the acupuncturist because the funds were not available. Struggling artists are challenged that way, at least at the beginning. So I spent a lot of time rolling around on my back in classroom settings that I could afford, and I was exposed to some amazing bodywork techniques that were, I mean, very, very magical, very restorative. I'm a huge bodywork fan to this day. I still, for fun, go and learn as many bodywork techniques as I can. I still think it's marvelous stuff, especially if you can do a self-care component. I'm big on self-care. So it was a slow rehab, but a really good one. And then I discovered that I had a knack, I guess from being a dancer, being in touch with my body. I had a knack for bones and ligaments and muscles and putting things back together. So I actually went on to study to become a bodywork teacher. I went on to teach all kinds of great folks, and I was also a troubleshooter. I would take the clients that my students were having trouble with and fix them up. So I became what I like to call a super auto mechanic for the bod. I was Mr. Fix-It, and I thought that was it. I thought that was the end of the line for me, and happy to be there.
Right.
And then I had the great fortune to come across some of the most cuckamonga crazy people I have ever met.
Now that sounds good and interesting because those are the best people sometimes.
They are the best people. I quaintly call them the tinfoil hat brigade. They were a succession of different healers who I just thought were out of their mind. They did the craziest stuff, and most of them that I was exposed to, they worked long distance. I saw them adjust animals at a distance. I saw folks recover who they were working on. Folks recover from the most challenging stuff really quickly without being touched. And the magician in me went, "Hey, wait a minute! I got to learn this. This is too cool not to know about." So that was the detour for me that led me into working eventually at a distance. I straddled my practice for a long time, doing some distance, some in person, and then eventually, I think my ego got over the fact that I was actually better at a distance than I was in person, even though I was pretty good in person. And it also allowed me to do those things that would have required me to do a great amount of traveling or to reach people or animals that I couldn't get to. When someone in Australia has a problem with a horse or a dog, I can't just get in the car and go. So it allowed me a great kind of latitude. So that's the compressed crazy story of how I got diverted, I think. And by the way, my back is good.
Yeah.
And I'm no stranger to, I know a lot of folks on the call will either have had in their personal history or some of them are right in the midst of this. There was a very long stretch of time where I know what it's like to crawl around on all fours on the floor and to have to lie on your back and to have to do rehab stretches. And it's very, well, aside from the crying and the complaining, which I'm quite good at, it's also, I learned, very instructive. If you can pay attention and be taught some really useful things, and I hope to do that on this call, you can actually use that time, you know, after you've cried a bit and complained a bit. I'm big on that. I figure you should, you know, get it out of your system, and I'm part English
exactly.
Anyway, so, you know, I'm good at the complaining part. After that, if you'll actually pay attention and use some skills, you'll find that you can learn an enormous amount, not only about your own body and the way you function, but that's transmittable not only to you, but to anyone in your family or anyone you ever come across who needs help.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's what it was for me, anyway.
Wow. Okay. Well, what I want to do is I want to see what people are saying. One person saying, Rudy, can you teach us to unlock the divine energy within us for self-healing and healing others? And I think that we absolutely are going to begin to unlock that. Rudy, when you look at what you learned from those people that were out on the fringe, how was it different than what you'd been exposed to before? How was it maybe a little stranger, a little bit different energetically than some of that other work? I really want to pull out the distinction of what was that missing piece that you pulled out of those, could they be esoteric teachings?
Sure. And it's funny, I resisted those people very strongly at the beginning anyway, because I was raised by folks with science backgrounds, and you know, we consider
right.
ourselves to be very sensible people. And the world is made up of ordered and mechanical and explainable things, and this just blew all that out of the water. But the net effects the crazy people got were so mind-boggling. They seemed to jump cause and effect.
Can I ask you, what are some of the effects? Because I've been exposed to some of that as well sometimes. Some of the things, you know, really are amazing. What were some of the things that astounded you the most?
Well, one of my favorite ones was I knew a woman who, I saw her adjust a cow. Now chiropractic vets adjust cows and horses, and, you know, they usually use what looks like a rubber mallet, and they have to get up on hay bales.
Yep.
And it's a big
stand on their back. Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know, it's quite the production number. But this woman, who was at the time, she has since passed, but I'll tell you the one strange thing that really grabbed me about her. She's a lovely woman. She was, at the time I knew her, 82 or 83, I can't remember. Is it 82 or 83? She looked not a day over 50 to me. So
wow.
right there was something that did not compute. It was quite interesting. What she did was she drew a picture of a cow, put it on a slat of scrap wood that we had around, and she took a little mallet and whacked the drawing of the cow, and the cow, the physical cow, adjusted. And there's no place still in my brain where that makes any sense, but to see it done with my own eyes really was remarkable. I mean, that's one of my favorite stories. I mean, I've also seen people, energy workers, take away physical pain and addictive and compulsive behavior with a wave of their hand.
Right.
I mean, you're not supposed to be able to do that. So the cool factor in that, through my eyes, was, that's delicious. I must know about this.
Exactly. I've got to know it. Yeah. Now, one person's asking about, and I don't want to get into some other things that you were able to heal in yourself, but financial challenges. One person just wrote in, just want to be connected to what people are feeling, and she said, Marvin, actually, from Colorado, said, can some of Rudy's healing help with financial breakdowns and down cycles and abundance challenges? And we've been talking a lot about some physical issues. A lot of people are flooding in with different pains, but what about financial pains or some of the emotional causes of lack and disparity?
Absolutely. I like to say two things about money. One is that a money issue is never about the money, and that's very hard to hear when money's tight, because we've all been there. And I will be the first to tell you that we have all been there. And it's very hard in the midst of that walls closing in feeling to have enough wiggle room to believe this work can actually work. And it does. And the larger part of that is, you nailed it right in the asking, whatever it is in us that feels not productive enough, not supportive enough, and particularly not worthy enough. I mean, if you just think about the word worthy, it's worth. If we're not worthy in some way, shape, or form, that has to be reflected in our finances. So we can chase after the money all we want, but that's doing it ass backwards. I don't know if I can say ass backwards on the internet, but I think I just did.
you sure can.
Okay. Good. So the rear end forwards way to go after that is to go after the piece of pain that is creating the unworthiness. Now, it seems like a long way around to go a short distance. It's actually the shortest approach. Here's why. If someone on the call is feeling particularly unworthy in an area of their life, they're reflecting that out, not just to the money area of their life. That may be where it's dominantly showing up, but they're reflecting that out to their relationships, their health, their money, their job, their family. It's something we cannot hide, nor should we. So if we go after the worthiness and take away the block to the worthiness, I mean, just the intro you did on this call, I mean, my God, that's a huge boost to come up to that place of being able to receive the love from everyone else on the call. I mean, I know you have folks on from around the globe. That's a big receiving, which can actually take our worthiness away. Take our worthiness up. That's what I meant to say.
Yes. Okay, so we'll definitely be doing some things around that. I'm excited about that. Now, what you were able to do, and I want to get into some of the group work. So, guys, we're going to be doing some group work as well. Just don't think that we're just going to be talking about it. You're going to be experiencing it. But I want to talk about kind of what you're able to do with this, because you also had not just back challenges. You had some other things that were holding you back as well. OCD. And anxiety, which, I have experienced that in my life a lot of times when I was younger. You've actually changed it so dramatically now, though, that from what I hear, people know you as the most calm and even-keeled person that they've ever come across, which is really a very dramatic shift. What was going on there?
It was a dramatic shift, and it doesn't come. I wish I could say to you it came from some sort of spontaneous divine intervention. It came from hard slogging work after I paid attention enough to realize what was going on in my brain. And part of lots of folks suffer with different levels of anxiety. There's lots of folks who have social anxiety. There's a whole cluster of folks that are riding the anxiety depression wave. Some of us are counters and checkers. I used to be like that. We're the tidy ones. That's how you can notice us from a different distance. But there is a kind of brain lock that happens in all anxiety. And here's the the piece that we're not taught. And if you are prone to anxiety or you've had bouts in the past, if you pay attention inside your head, you can verify that this is true. That anxious state is out, not only out of your conscious control, but there is no way you can fix it consciously. It's beyond conscious awareness. So that leaves us only one tool. I mean, it doesn't leave us medication, although medication can be a good temporary crutch while you're getting other better help. Nothing wrong with medication used properly. But the thing that changes it is the energetics in the brain itself and the energetics that are around the body.
Wow.
So the idea that if you'll pardon the pun, that we have to sort of go out of our mind to come to our senses, that's really, really accurate. We have to go into our energetic flow in order to stabilize the mind. For me...
I was going to say, even people that are in this field suffer from different things that you would think they could actually overcome. We just had one person write in who says, I've had chronic fatigue for 14 years, and I'm a body worker, and I have a massage practice for 22 years, and I've been anxious, very anxious lately, and can't seem to keep everything going. And again, this is somebody who... probably understands energy work very, very well, but sometimes we cannot escape the mind or what's going on in those vicious cycles.
Right. And I hope that person will stay tuned because we are going to so bust that. one of my favorite things to hear drop away is, oh, the anxiety left really quickly. That was kind of surprising. It's one of my favorite things I like to hear. Because being locked in an anxious state is a terrible thing. For me, it escalated. The counting and checking started sort of innocently enough, and it escalated over time, and there came a time at the height of it where it would take me 60 minutes to leave the house for any reason because of the counting and checking.
And wow.
That's too much time spent on... I like to say it's too much time spent in Cucamongaville, and... I needed some fixing. So there weren't good solutions out there because the energetics were the way to get that sorted out.
Just out of curiosity, just so if we could almost, sometimes on these calls like to bring even the speaker, the guest down to sort of the energy level of where some people may be at or so they can really relate. When you were at that lowest point where the list and the counting and checking took 60 minutes, take me really quick, like, what were you counting and checking? What was the list that you had before you would leave the house?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for asking. It's like true confessions. The whole thing was set off by a fear that the house would burn down. And it's not actually so much as strange as that sounds. It's not so much a fear of the fire. What I was actually afraid of was that my dog would be hurt. So it was a very neurotic fear, very misplaced. And you can hear just in the description, it's totally irrational. I still have more fire extinguishers in the house than I should, but that's okay. That's a sensible just in case. What goes out of control starts based in rationality, but it spirals up and out. And folks, I know folks on the call who have anxious episodes have that same sense that they've lost, that they feel like they're losing it because the anxiety has a force of its own and it does spiral out. The good news in all of that is that if you chase down the center of the fear, and by the way, for everybody listening, anxiety is a polite way to say, I am scared out of my mind. It's just fear. Anxiety is a $100 word. Fear and I'm so scared is the real oomph that's behind it. If we go after that piece, the anxiety can actually lose all of its force. So we'll do some of that.
Great. Well, I think, you know, at this point, maybe let's kind of, if there is something we can do to open up here, and we've got a long way to go, maybe we could get started, or at least any background that people need to have about why, well, maybe why this work is different and why these healings have been so powerful for people. That might be a great segue into actually some of the work.
Sure. That'd be great. This work's different because... It comes from a place. The work that I do is born from different forms of personal suffering, to be honest. And I learned one very important thing about suffering is that once you've suffered once, revisiting it in any way, shape, or form that's harmful or painful is a form of cruelty. So once you've suffered once, that's enough. You'll see in the processes okay. that we're going to do together, we don't ever go roll around in anything. We'll get to the periphery and have a look from a distance, but we're not going back there because that's a form of self-flagellation. It's what the part of us that is a little dark sometimes wants us to do, and it's never productive. So it comes from those places. I have a few places in the past that all of that stems from. Plus, it also comes from my ability to pay attention to what works when things change. What I noticed is that there's a form to energetics that is very seldom talked about and certainly not taught in a way that I've ever been exposed to. And I study most everything out there. There is a form to the construction of problems, and when okay. you know how to knock the bottom out of a problem will actually implode and collapse on itself, and it will do it gently. The gentleness is the hallmark of my work. If you can't do it gently, I'm not interested, and I won't ever take anyone through anything that isn't gentle. For the same reason, you know, we've been there, we've done the suffering, no more cruelty.
Wow. Okay. So what I heard is we don't need to go through the suffering. There's a gentle way to do it, and that you discovered that problems are constructed in a way that if we can get to the root, the problem actually gently implodes. Those two don't cancel each other out, but gently sort of disintegrates on its own. It gently just sort of goes off into the ethers. In pink pixie dust of love. And it's
I love that. I think I'm going to make T-shirts that have that. Pink pixie dust. Yeah, that's great. But there is one snag. The snag
okay.
is the root of the problem that we are sure is the root of the problem mm-hmm. is almost never the root of the problem.
Yes, okay.
That, of course, is the monkey wrench that keeps us on the same gerbil wheel fighting after a problem year after year after year. And it's not our fault. It's not anybody's fault.
Okay.
We've been taught the wrong stuff. We've been taught that we need to stay looking for X, Y, and Z, and then our problem can go away. And what folks will discover on this call, not because I'm bragging, but just because I've done this a lot, and the common experience is that I'll take trauma fields as an example. If you take a significant trauma in your life and you go and dismantle it, and that's an easy and a very short process. Don't tell the psychotherapist, but you know, it'll be our secret, yours and mine and everybody listening. It doesn't have to be a big deal. When that is eliminated, all of the energy that was being pent up holding that trauma field together is now available for every other aspect of your life. So your finances can improve, your health can improve, you can stop the bad habits more easily, you can be kinder in your relationships because you have all of this energy available that wasn't available to you before. It's actually pretty simple. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, and I like the part about saying it's not our fault. Jeff from, I guess it's Ma-Me, I don't know where that is from, says, I have been working on a few abundance programs over the past year, but I'm stuck and cannot move forward. Am I blocked or am I lazy?
I don't think anybody willing to work on an abundance problem, I mean, it's right there in the question. I think
exactly.
If you're willing to put that kind of effort out, there's no way you're lazy. You may have been called lazy by a relative who had other issues with you, or, but that's not the truth. The truth of who we are is we haven't really got access to good information. And there's all kinds of good information, but some of it takes 40 years, and some of it takes 4 minutes, and some of it is the pink pixie dust kind. That's the kind I like, because it's simple, it's gentle, and you don't feel like you've been run over by a truck when you're done. You actually feel better.
I love it. So tell me what we need to do. What would be some of the first work or some ways that we could begin doing this on the call?
I'd love to do a trauma piece, because everyone has, almost everyone. I think there are actually four
okay.
or five people that don't have a trauma field, but most of the rest of us do. We'll do this really simply. It'll actually be fun, even though we're dealing
okay.
with trauma. My one caveat is if you're managing to participate while you're driving, and I know some of you clever people can do that. I don't know how the technology
yeah.
works for that, but don't do this process while you're driving, because mm-hmm. we want you to be safe, and we don't want to create another trauma. We want to help heal a trauma.
Yes.
So do that later. For the rest of us, what I'd like everybody to do is to go back and pick one substantial trauma that they've suffered. And I'll give you some examples of what that is for different
okay.
people. For some people, that's the big obvious stuff, like the loss of a loved one, the loss of an important position. For some people, it's the loss of faith. There are lesser, sneakier ones, even something like the loss of a substantial piece of jewelry with emotional value. That can sometimes be very traumatic. For
yes.
those of you that share my personal history of being bullied relentlessly before bullying was even a term, acts of violence, acts of persecution, those are all traumas. And sometimes just a really awful fight with your loved one 20 years ago was really traumatic
yes.
and you still brood about it.
Mm.
So here's what I'd like everybody to do. Now that I've given examples, everyone has 12 or 248 they could think of. So
yeah, that sounds like a challenge, because you don't know which one is the root, right? I mean, that's a lot of trauma
yes.
we could have through the years.
Well, I'll give you a sneaky
yeah.
shortcut. There's a
okay.
really good way to find the shortlist. And the shortlist, by the way, has all the power. The top five, maybe eight, maybe ten, but usually three, four, or five. The ones with all the juice and the power, they hold most of it all together. So here's
okay.
a way to get to your own personal shortlist really easily. Ask yourself the question, of all those traumas, whether they be two or 200, what's the one that's creating the most pain for me today when I think about it? And one will come to the top of the list for you. That's the one I'd like you to work on while we do this process. Now, don't get me wrong. We're going to, all of the energetics I do on this call, we're going to embed them so that they're accessible for replay, so you can come back and work on different stuff. That just makes me happy to be able to do that, because the more use people get out of the work, the happier I am. So give everybody a second to come up with the one that is the most painful, and I'll let half of you off the hook. You can't pick the wrong one.
And it's something in the past, right? This is something that is in the past that we are feeling now, or a memory or a situation. It could be something
yes.
that's happened recently, but it could be something many, many years ago.
Yes, either or.
Mm.
It could have happened
okay.
this morning, but it's likely you're not on this call if it happened this morning. It's much more likely that the sting and the pain you got when you were 10 or 3 or during your first job or your first relationship, it's much more likely that that painful stuff is there. But you won't
okay.
pick wrong. You'll pick one thing. So everybody picks one thing, and then they rate it for themselves. I'm a big rating fan. 10 is take me away to the institution. I'm ready to be locked away. I'm so upset by this. and zero is it's no longer a problem. And I'd like you to rate your own subjective experience of how painful this is to you. And another tip, if it's under a 5, pick something that's more painful.
Okay. Now let's go through those instructions one more time, so I want to be sure everybody gets this. Okay.
Absolutely. So 10 is the top of our scale, even if it feels like your issue is a 3,000 on the 10-point scale. So 10 is the worst. 0 is it's gone, it's not a problem. And if your subjective feeling about it isn't over a 5 when you think about it, pick something that's juicier, because I want everybody to have a good, full experience of this.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, here's the caveat. In the next minute or two while we do this process, and I'll tell everybody what we're going to do before we do it, everybody's going to agree to not do the thing that doesn't help, which is no going back and rolling around in it, no reliving it, no refighting it, no re-screaming about it. All you're going to do during the process when I get the energy started is you're going to focus on the trauma with as much detachment as you can muster. And here's a tip for how to do that. If this trauma keeps pulling you back in and keeps making you want to replay it, you can just make up a label that says, my trauma, or that terrible time, or when I felt icky. And for the time when we're doing the energetics, all you're going to do is stare at that label in your head.
Okay.
All right? So we've got a starting number, and the reason we're going to do that is we'll check afterwards what our ending number is. I'm going to do some crazy-sounding mumbling for a very short period of time, probably 30 or 40 seconds. During that time, I'm going to ask everybody who isn't driving to gently focus on the trauma with as much detachment as they can muster, or the label about the trauma is even better, and then we'll come back and see how everybody did. Okay. Focus on your event, and here we go. Okay, you can bring your attention back. And what I'd like you to do is to just re-rate the same thing. You want to stay focused on the same issue. And notice whether your number can only do one of three things. It can go up, it can stay the same, or it can go down. So Darius, would you be guinea pig for us? And we don't want your content about the trauma, none of our business. But would you tell us what your starting number was and what it is now?
Yeah, mine actually was a 6, so I've done a lot of work, you know, on it. And it was probably the one thing that sort of just hung on for me. And let me go back and feel into it. I've got to say it's at least like a 3. I mean, it was weird. I still haven't really processed everything yet because it started, you know, whatever you were doing, all I felt was just a bunch of tingles. Like, I literally felt, and I don't feel tingles on these calls. I feel energy move, but I felt tingles everywhere. And I felt like a lot of cold air coming at me, and I don't have the air on here because I've been kind of dealing with this little throat thing. And so I just felt a lot of, like, cool, cold air. So I'm saying it's down by half, but I need some time to almost like really process this. But this is pretty wild. I felt some serious tingles. I don't know what you were doing, and I'm very perplexed now, more so than I've ever been.
Well, perfect. Good. Well, here's the deal. You're also very energetically sensitive, aside from being a lovely human being. And there are folks with different filters who won't have had the same instantaneous having that you did. Some folks, by the way, after the first round, they're done. I like to call those the quick finishers. Some of us drop by bits and amounts, and then some of us, meaning that used to be me, are in our head going, wait a minute, I started at an 8. Is it a 7.5? I don't know. And,
yes.
You know, we're still cranking around that, I don't know. So here's what I want to do. All of those, by the way, are good. And by the way, if you're listening and your number went up slightly, I promise you, because I love you, that within a few minutes, your number will drop back down and then start to lessen. It's just a spike in
whoa.
That's all it is. So what I want to do, sorry.
I'm going to just tell people really quick, Rudy. Sorry, because one thing I want to do is if you have something to share, share it with us. And then if you want to wait until Rudy finishes what he's going to do, that's fine. But share it at uwealthrevolution.com/now. We're already getting people writing in. One person says, I can't even remember what my event was. That's pretty profound.
I love that.
I just want to hear what comes in for people as we're doing this work.
Great. And if we'll keep this a secret from the whole psychotherapeutic community, and I'm a big fan. I was one of those people in the 80s that thought he was going to be a psychotherapist. And, you know, I yelled and screamed and bashed pillows around hotel rooms. But we don't have to do that anymore. We have better technology. We have energetic work that is way kinder. So what I want to do is I want to take everybody back through another even shorter round of the same thing, and it's the same setup. So even if you went to a 0, you can either sit this out or just run it again just for fun, because it's pretty fun. If your number's higher than 0, I'd urge you to lock on to the same thing you did last round and same parameters. You're going to give it a new number, whatever the number is. You're going to focus on it without rolling around in it, or focus on the label to keep you detached from it a little bit. I'll do the same thing, but we'll do it shorter, and we'll just see what we get, all right? Bring it to mind, and here we go. Okay, you can bring your attention back. And Darius, we'll lean into you if we can, just for numbers and experience. And again, your content, none of our business. That's one of the other nice parts about this work, is we don't have to go in and slop through the goo.
Yeah. You know, I'd say it kept dropping. I'd say it's down now to a 2. And... I didn't want to do this, but I had this uncontrollable urge, just like giggling, you know, like as you were doing that, just sort of like this giggle of just like excitement or joy or release, because it was very interesting. It's like I just started feeling more and more joy come up through that. So
yeah. That's
wow.
Some of the joy that gets trapped by a trauma field. So it's now actually more accessible to you.
Okay,
so
I want to share, Rudy, really quick. Can I share what's going on? You'll probably really enjoy this.
I'd love to.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of go back to where we started, and some of these may be mixed with the first round and the second round. So one person said, let's see. One person started feeling a lot of heat. The person in Greece, in Athens, said, I cannot even remember the trauma or what it was. Lisa E. in Paris said mine was a 5. She says, I'm sorry, I couldn't find anything higher. So 5 was like right in the middle in terms of how traumatic it was. He says, as soon as Rudy started, it went to a 0. It just zapped. Zipido. It went. This is Lisa in Paris, our good friend. And she's been on these calls for a very long time. Another person, Michelle in Ocean Grove, said, I felt almost like laughing out loud, and then I felt more detached from the incident, which is kind of what I felt. Another person, I felt a lump in my throat. I'd love for them to write back and tell me what's happening now. Kathy in St. Albert, Canada, she says, I started at a 9, which is almost the top of the trauma scale, like the worst would be 10. So she's at 9. She says, now it's not even on the scale. Amazingly quick. So Kathy, reinvestigate that, because I think you wrote this in during the first round. Tell me what's going on now at UWealth Revolution, forward slash now and just tell me what's going on. Okay, God, a bunch more started coming in here. Let's see. Okay, we've got another one. My number was a 10. It dropped to 6. Could you please repeat it, Rudy, and teach us the process of doing it? So we're going to talk more about what he did here. Let's see. My number went from an 8 to 3. This is Christy in Stockholm, Sweden. I felt tingling just like you did, Darius, with a big smile. Another person, it went from a 6 to a 2 on the second round. Here's Esther in Denmark. A lot of international people here today. And we just got another 5 more. I just want to keep reading these. During the session, I felt tingles and shivers. I felt my face muscles relaxing. It was very comfortable. My issue started at a 7. Now it's down to a 0-1, so maybe 0.5. I guess we averaged it. So from a 7 to a half of a point. During the second session, just like Darius, I felt joyful and happy. And one person, I felt space in my chest, which had been very constricted. Okay, so some big changes, a lot of people writing in. Very, very powerful. Tell me what's going on. A lot of people, one person said, I felt lighter and the tension from my gut dissolved. Tell me about that. What happens if some people felt like more, felt energy getting tighter or constriction? Is that the trauma leaving and moving and the energy, them going through the energy leaving, or what would happen there?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's a momentary and it's a very short-lived spike. So that's as bad as it would ever get, and it would only last for just a few minutes. As it crests that spike, the release and relax happens on the other side. And then it's gone for good. I mean, that's the other part that I know plagues an awful lot of people, this idea that something keeps coming back. When we do this work with trauma fields, you're done. It doesn't come back. Now, that's not to say that the 348 other things don't need some attention. However, the short list, those 3, 4, 5 things for most of us, and for some very extraordinary people, maybe 10, when we clear those up, there's so much released that your nervous system actually generalizes the effect of that, and it starts automatically undoing sort of the lesser traumas, for lack of a better word, which is very, very tidy. So it feels like it'll take, you know, the next 40 years to get over 300 traumas. The truth of the matter is you can make so much progress in a week, it will blow your hair back.
Wow.
And the way to make that progress, by the way, there's 2 ways to do it that is really speedy, and I want to tell everybody on the call, because I know you're very generous to allow replays of work, which I think is awesome. So if you take a trauma and listening to the replay, you knock it down to a 0. You make sure it's done all the way down to 0 before you go on to your next one. You can use the replay as much as you like to do trauma after trauma on your short list. And this is not time-consuming work. This is, you know, what did it take us? I yacked through most of it, but it took us basically a couple of minutes to knock out some big stuff for everybody.
Wow.
That's pretty tidy.
Yeah, and they just keep coming in. And so if anyone also has written in and said, you know, I felt it sort of like increase and they were going through a little bit of the experience, and as Rudy said, it's going to settle, write us back and say, you know, just put in there, you know, the first word, just put second, second in there, S-E-C-O-N-D, and then say, you know, what's happening now? So I know this is a follow-up, or just put follow-up, and then I'll know. Another person just wrote in, I went from a 6 or a 7 down to a 3. There was a big knot in my stomach. It dissolved, and then now it's at a 0. And so she was one of the ones that wrote back in, it seems like, that she actually had a little bit come up, and then now it's gone. So I want to hear from there. Okay, there's still so much to cover here, and I want to keep going. You talk about something called walking the charts, and this deals with abundance, and we haven't talked about abundance, and we're talking about another side of this, maybe a trauma that could be related to abundance. We haven't talked about that directly. What is walking the charts?
Walking the charts is that's actually one of my most client-loved products because it is a, it's actually, it's in the package, but it is a way of making yourself more magnetic in the world. And folks use this. It's a multi-thousand-year-old Asian approach to way back when finding clients, but I've updated it with energetics so it doesn't take anywhere near as long, and it's much more pleasant. And it's totally non-business related. Folks use this to find clients, to find lovers, to find dates, to find bowling teams, to find the right horse. those are horse riders, not interspecies daters. So it's actually an energetic tool for making yourself not only visible in the world, but attractive to the people that you're looking for. And in case you haven't noticed with abundance, money never comes on its own. This is one of the big secrets about money. Money doesn't ever show up in a bag on your doorstep, even though that's what we're often praying for. Money comes attached and entwined to people. It comes in job offers, partnerships, joint ventures. It comes in all kinds of different ways. So one of the easy ways to attract more abundance, that's part of why I put Walking the Charts out, was to make the attraction of those opportunities through people much easier.
Wow. So this Walking the Charts is an energetic technique that makes people more magnetic to opportunities. Very, very interesting. I'm kind of astounded because I'd never heard about it, but at the same time I'm thinking, well, gosh, I really want that. Whatever that is, that's pretty darn cool. All right, I want to hear, it's very cool, I want to hear what else is going on with you. We had a bunch of people. Thank you guys for just at least being clear. We started people writing in seconds, which is what I was trying to say. Okay, one person said, second, I had pain in my crown, and then it comes up, and then now it's less pronounced, and now it seems to be releasing. It was a whopper, says Susan. Oh, my gosh. Stephanie said, I started at a 7, and then my number dropped to a 4. During the second round, my number went from a 3 to a 2, and then a 1. My heart and my entire body feels lighter and brighter. Thank you, Rudy. I can't wait to hear what else you have in store for us now. Another person, Christina Grace, who is in France, she says, I was at a 9 to a 6 to a 3, and now I feel like I'm going to pass out and I need to lay down. Tell me, and Christina, I know you said I want to do this one more time. She can just re-listen to the replay, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and,
so,
and
I
by
mean,
the way,
if
you need to lay down or have some water or rest after this, by all means. Your boss at work may not be too keen on that, but your whole system, just let go of, if you think about taking your fist and if you squeeze it really, really hard, and then you squeeze it really hard for 40 years, and then you suddenly let go of it, think about all of the back flush that comes through your whole system.
Right.
That's kind
right.
of what we just did. So, it's sometimes a fun ride.
Now, tell me about some of the other things that you take people through, because obviously this trauma piece is one, and then we have the whole piece on walking the charts in abundance, but there's a lot more that you do. Like, tell me about some of the other pieces, and I know that since this is your first time here, a lot of people will want to go deeper into this work, especially after some of the incredible things that just happened from that tiny piece. Tell me what else you do and what else you have for people here today.
Sure. I actually put together a package of 15 audios for folks that it's put together as a grab-and-go set, because sometimes we need something that's really fast, and sometimes we have a little more time to go a little deeper. So half of the package has short MP3s, and what my clients do is they load this stuff on their media player, on their iPod. I have only great clients, by the way. They're very sweet to me. And they say, yeah, we put Rudy on the iPod, and then, we can listen to a little or a lot of him. And all of the MP3s are energetically embedded. So there isn't processing per se. It's listened to and be led through. So in terms of ease, they're designed so that when you find yourself in a difficult challenge or start to feel uncomfortable for whatever reason, there's something in this set that you can grab and use and in very short order get back on your feet. I mean, I'll take folks through the MP3s. So the first one is called...
I'd love to do that.
Great. First one's called Darkness Surrounds Me, and this is when you're feeling bad and dark and gloomy. Not that any one of us ever feels that way, but, you know, occasionally a cloud passes. So the energetics in here are designed to take you from where you are back to functional in literally under 10 minutes. It's very, very short. This is something that can be done on a coffee break or without interrupting your lunch too much. The next one is called...
Can I ask you, Rudy, really quick about the first piece? Because what just came in from Elizabeth was, if I knocked out that first trauma, she's one of the ones that went from something like an 8 down to like a 2, and she's thinking, okay, now I've knocked out that trauma, I mean, I'm not going to ever feel bad again, right? I mean, that's kind of what her question seemed to allude to, is this idea that now that that's gone, I don't need anything else. I mean, and part of me tends to want to believe that, though.
Well, life is, who is it? Forrest Gump said, life's like a box of chocolates. And that's fun. it's more like a box of tissues. So once you've taken something out, the next thing pops up. But there's good news in that. If you go after the darkest stuff first, and that's my suggestion, to go after the most painful, darkest stuff first, you'll find that everything else that comes along is child's play. Your brother-in-law will not bother you as much as he used to if you deal with the 3 or 4 traumas that have been keeping you on the same wheel. Life goes on, but we want to have lots of choices to be functional at whatever level we want to function at. We don't want to be captive to the darkness. We don't want to be captive to those traumas. Because that's not a nice place to be. That's where we get pain and suffering and things I don't recommend.
Now, really quick, I know we're going to talk about the tools, but when you energetically talk, when you say that energetically you're embedding them, a lot of people are having questions about what you specifically were doing during the work, especially since there were so many big drops and they're just flooding in. I could take 10 minutes to read them all. You were doing something, there was something you were doing, there was also some different sounds that were coming out of you.
Right.
And a lot of people are going, what was that? And they want to know more about that, and I do as well, but I guess the bigger question is some of that energetics that was going on there actually in some of these recordings that people can own forever? I guess that's the big thing people are wondering.
Is that
in this? Because whatever that was, I don't know what it was. I don't even need to know what it was. If it was a black box, for all I care, that trauma goes in, joy comes out, that's fine for me.
Good. So the answer is, are they on the tools? Absolutely. They're on every single tool, and some of the longer tools have many multiple different sets. So my background as a magician made me very attentive to what works, and in the energetic realm, I have a pretty big toolbox for different things that we're going after. So in the piece we just did all together, we were going after trauma very specifically. So by way of example, if we were going after, let's just pick something. Let's say, there's one of my fun favorite ones, grief. If we were going after grief and using the wrong energetics, nothing happens. Now, the good news in that is that you can't do anything wrong that way, that you can first do no harm. That's the caveat we follow. But you just don't get a result. When you get the right energetics for whatever the field is that you're working on, that's how you collapse things into themselves. So it gets very boring and long and technical, and that's part of what I'm good at noticing, if anything.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so I want to say this. This is Rudy's first time here. Sometimes we've been exposed to the work, but I didn't know, to be honest, it would have this much of an effect. We've been having people writing in saying, okay, you know, why hasn't Rudy been on here before? And I say, well, you know what? We are always expanding. And so, I mean, it just, you know, thank you guys. One person, again, started at a 7, down to a 4. Now they're at a 1, and they want more. And I can tell you, you can go back and you can re-listen to this for trauma. But for other issues, and this is what we're going to be talking about now, Rudy has deeper work with a multitude of different frequencies for longer than we could even do a call. So what this means is, based on, you know, we have a limited time every day, what's happening in your life at different times, there's a different frequency, there's a different energetics that he's going to be sending you, and some of the work that he was doing, some of what we don't really understand is going on, that's on these recordings. And so I want to talk about that. Okay. And just so we can maybe go deeper into it, because I think it's going to be very interesting, I'll tell people where it is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Rudy, R-U-D-Y, now, N-O-W, Rudy, now. It's different. I can't explain what's going on with everybody, but I'm seeing huge shifts. So the first one that was part of this set that you put together for us, Darkness Surrounds Me, and this is a tool to remove anxiety, depression, sadness, gloom, dread, or any other feeling of personal darkness. Now, let me ask you this question, Rudy. At mm-hmm. this page, with this first piece, the energetics here, a lot of people we talk here about, sometimes even attachments, like energetic attachments or entities that may be kind of, I don't know, attached to your aura. Does this play in any part to what you discovered from some of those different teachers, and how does some of that energetic work that you do, would that affect this? Would that affect any of those types of energies?
Absolutely it will. And in fact, I'm just scanning through. There are all kinds of different ways we come at that. And I haven't yet, although I probably will, I haven't yet come at it directly, because that usually clears up obliquely. So if, for example, if we're working with Darkness Surrounds Me, all of those attachments that are attached to that space that you're attempted to be locked into, the sadness and the gloom, once that's gone, all of the attachments go with it.
Wow.
Further down, there's another one which we'll talk about called the middle blade, and that is an energetic rescue for being stabbed in the back. And when people listen to that, they can actually feel the energetic imprint in their aura restitch. So yes is the answer, but usually obliquely.
Okay.
And the other thing I wanted to tell folks that I just realized that I should be very clear about, one of my favorite questions that makes me giggle is, I'm always asked, is Rudy sitting there in front of some big, huge machine or frequency generator, or is he wearing a tinfoil hat? So the answer is, all of these frequencies and energetics are in consciousness, and they're generated by me. So that means there's no machine. Tragically, there's no tinfoil hat, although I would never rule that out because I think it's funny. So there's no big woo-woo producer in the sky. The woo-woo is all in my consciousness, because I get asked that a lot.
Interesting. All right, I want to keep going through what you put together in the different frequencies, because as you put these together, you looked at, from your clients, from the people that you were able to get the most results from and with, these were the things that if you knocked out or gave energetic support in these areas, that's where the biggest transformation happened.
Right. Exactly right.
Okay, we've got another person wrote in, Rudy, how is this possible? From 10 to 6, I'm reading this, from 10 to 6 and now it cleared to 0. It cleared to 0 from 10 to a 6. So it was that first process brought it down almost to half, and then it totally knocked it out. How is it possible?
That's a great question. I can tell you I can tell you nothing makes me happier than that. That's why I do this work, because I don't have a good answer to that question. I can only tell you that energetics and focused prayer work and all of the stuff that we do has been around before anything else was around, and it's still viable today. But other than that, I don't have a good answer. I'm just glad it dropped for them.
Well, I just got something come in from Shirley in Rochester, and, you know, I love that when the community comes together to share experiences. And so I never really formally asked this, but if anybody has had experiences with any of the teachers that, as they come on, share with us. Shirley in Rochester just wrote in. She says, "I'm so glad you discovered Rudy. Months ago, Rudy took care of the pain in my back." Maybe you even remember, Shirley, I don't know, Rudy.
I was being
treated by the top doctors in the world, and their answer was surgery. 2 minutes with Rudy, this is amazing, and the pain went from an 8 to a 2. It's nothing now. No surgery, just Rudy. I could see you make T-shirts like that, but then I could also see you get into trouble eventually. So
yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't do that.
Very, very small.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. So she, I mean, that is pretty amazing. Another person, I went from a major trauma, went from a 10 to a 6, to where did it go? So I guess that means it went less than a 6. Now she says, however, what about mistrust of self, lack of feeling as if I can protect myself, and lack of confidence? And again, this is where some of this other work, I think, could help someone like Donna, who just wrote that in. Her trauma went from a 10 to a 6 to a 0, and then now let's do some other supporting work. I love it. I'm very excited. Well, let's do this. Let's keep going with some of what you put together for that supportive work. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Rudy, R-U-D-Y-N-O-W, Rudy Now. So the next piece is item 2, One Clear Moment with Rudy Hunter. Tell me about that piece.
Sure. Clarity is a frequency. So if you know how to get to that frequency and how to stay in it, you can be clear as much or as little as you want. However, getting there sometimes when your head is full of life and the kids and driving and deadlines and everything else, it's hard to get there on your own, especially quickly. This is a very short recording that is designed to take you from where you are to the frequency of clarity, and it actually helps you stay there to get whatever it is that you're doing done. So it's a head clearer, fundamentally.
Does that factor into abundance at all? I mean, sometimes I think clarity is a big piece of kind of getting that idea out or really connecting to that infinite field of ideas and abundance where you can bring that energy into the physical.
And any goal setting you're doing, any financial planning that you're doing, and financial planning could be grandiose, or it can be, how is this project I'm working on going to come back to me? How am I going to receive the benefit from it? So, yeah.
What are the heart breath dewdrops with Rudy Hunter? Tell me about that. I know the heart is a very, I mean, we talk about it a lot. I'm wondering if that plays some part of the energetics, or what exactly item 3 is.
It sure does. And this I find particularly funny. I do a lot of work, as I know you do, around the heart with folks, because this is the place we armor and hide and lock ourselves up in sometimes. So the energetics are the lightest imaginable. So they're sweet, they're gentle, they're very nurturing. And the intention with this was that it was very subtle but very powerful, and that's very true. But the hilarious thing to me is that folks who have used this, some of my clients have used this on the most violent, disastrous, rugged, nasty, gnarly problems, and they think it's the best one for that stuff. So I think it's funny. They trusted their guts and used it based on its title, which is how I suggest folks make a selection when they're working with this material, what grabs you, and that's what grabbed them. So it is, in fact, based in the heart, but it is much more powerful than I think I even gave it credit for at the beginning.
Wow. And so like that, just for quick understanding, they simply listen and follow instructions that you give, or is it you going through sort of that energetics protocol and they're just listening?
It's mostly just listening.
Wow.
These are designed, I used to only produce longer MP3s with much more gum flapping in them. And my very sweet clients very politely said, could we have some shorter ones with less yakety-yak, please? So these are designed to cut to the chase. They are very short, and they are listen along.
Wow.
When we get into the longer ones, there's a little more gum flapping, but yes.
Wow. Okay, what's the next piece? Mother of Weather. I don't understand how weather and the energetics of weather would affect the energetics of transformation.
You got it. So the mother of weather is actually wind. Wind is the force in the universe that actually creates all weather. So this energetic tool is designed to help you ventilate your emotional life and your energetic field, because we all know from experience that when we get bogged down or tied up with emotions, there's no sense of ventilation or flow. So this is designed to help you ventilate all of the old baggage very, very quickly. And it does create the sense of largeness. Not largeness in body, but largeness in energy. So it's very useful when there's a lot going on and you need to feel at ease in your body and you need to feel at ease in your emotional life.
Wow. Okay. And it's interesting because there's things you're doing with this work that I think I've never heard before. And so you'll bring up a new concept like wind and transformation, and I just sort of have to sit and ponder it. So if I end up being lost for a little while, it's just because I'm letting my mind and my energetics sort of run free with that idea. Letting go. Tell me about kind of that idea, holding on with Rudy Hunter. We've got two sort of competing dichotomies here, or do we really? Yeah. What is item five?
Well, the blurb here says, ever been told you just need to let it go? And did that make you want to stick a fork in your head? The most well-meaning folks that we know and love us dearly, when we're having something we know we should let go of, they say to us, you know, you should just let that go. And here's the deal. We would if we could, if we were taught how, and if it was painless. And we would have gotten that done last week before it was a problem. The truth is of the matter is that we are not really taught how to let things go emotionally easily. And the irony is that one of the best and simplest way, and by the way, on this track, there's a little more instruction to specifically teach you how to let go of where you're stuck. But the irony is that it's the exact opposite pole of holding on, that if you work with that, letting go is child's play. So those grudges, those resentments, those snarled up feelings, you know the conversation you play in your head 1,000 times on the way home. Not you, but you and me and maybe all of the rest of us. We do that. We know we should let go. We know. Eventually, we either stuff it or we get around to it. But this actually gives you an energetic, very specific roadmap with energetic support in just a few minutes of how to hold on and to release from that point. So it's way easier. I'm all about the easy.
Well, I want to say this. Another person just wrote in from the work we did earlier. After going from a 10 to a 6, to a 0, I now cannot even remember the trauma. So I would love for people just even let me know what's going on now, and that is incredible, and it just keeps getting better. And so some of you have some other questions. We're going to definitely deal with those as they come up. The next piece that's in some of this deeper work, and again, I want to reiterate, if traumas are going away and people are getting now to a 0, what would they need some of these other pieces? What would these other pieces do to serve them that this initial work didn't do? Or how would this support what that initial work actually ended up doing?
Right. Well, these are all designed to be used as life gives you the next piece. So the goal of my life, what I teach and how I work with people, actually has, even though we're focused on fixing problems, it actually has nothing to do with dealing with problems. The whole focus is to live a happy life. That's the goal. It's no more complicated than that. However, from time to time, and if you have teenagers or relatives or a brother-in-law, you know what I'm talking about. Occasionally, something comes up that makes you feel like, who? So these are designed to be loaded onto your iPod or on your computer so you can go, oh, what? I'm feeling this version of crappy. What do I need? And to dial that in and just listen while you go on a walk or a jog or walk the dog or do the dishes or while you hide in your car while your relatives are visiting, whatever, wherever you're doing it. They're designed to help with the energetics to support the next thing that comes up. And the other piece of this is that you'll have these for life. The energetics do not expire. They are embedded permanently. And if you think about not just this week or this month or this season even, if you think about what might come up in life down the road, this is a useful library of things to go to support you. That's its real purpose, to support you back to living a happy life.
Wow. Well, let's keep going through the pieces, and I want to make note for everybody that the other piece, Walking the Charts, one of your most popular energetic tools that deals with really magnifying all of your essence, is also in this as well. I know a lot of people are asking about the abundance piece. And so the next piece, let's just keep going through them. Tell me what piece was next, Rudy.
Sure. It's called At Sixes and Sevens, which probably dates me. At Sixes and Sevens is a very old expression for being betwixt and between, in the transition between one phase of your life and the next, whether that's getting a job or leaving a relationship and starting a new one. Those in-between times are rife with pitfalls where we tend to get stuck and procrastinate and hibernate, and we pull away from life. So this is a particularly useful recording to listen to, and again, it's very short, while you're in transition from one phase to the next, because it'll stop you getting stuck at the end of the old thing, prevent you from over-procrastinating between and procrastinating at the beginning of the new episode, because that's where we tend to get stuck. So it's just a nice support to make the transitions more smooth so that you can show up for yourself.
What if we're not sure? Like, we get to a point where we're at that decision point and we just can't even make a decision. At some level, do we get more clarity energetically working with what you embedded in this recording?
Yes. Yes, you will.
Hmm.
And that's a beautiful place to be, quite frankly. The unsure place has, it's not just lip service, it has all potential in it. So if you're willing to be with yourself in those stuck times or those in-between times and use a little bit of energy work just to nudge you a little bit, you actually are open to every possibility, not just what has been. It's a very expansive state, even though for some of us it feels a little awkward or uncomfortable at the beginning.
Wow.
And it also helps, by the way, if you're in between things. Ice cream is good.
Exactly. The Rocky Road, there you go, or whatever your favorite flavor might be.
That's exactly right. It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
So
Hollow with Rudy Hunter, how do we get back that joy inside if we're feeling empty or drained?
Well, that's exactly it. This starts at the frequency of hollow or being empty.
Mm.
And it takes us back to a full experience energetically. The deal is, if you have the full energetic experience, the rest manages itself automatically. There's not a lot of doing, which is a great relief to me, because I'm not a big fan of a lot of doing. I'd rather set things up so that they can unfold much more organically or internally or easily at the very least. And Holo does that. It's just a way of being with energy work while you're feeling emptied out or pooped or drained, and it'll fill you back up.
The next piece is interesting because I know you do a great deal of work with animals, and we didn't really get to talk about that, but you're including some of that in here.
Yep. This is called Pause and Play, and that's P-A-W-S and Play.
Hmm.
This is it's a short and simple reset for your pooch, kitty, llama, ferret, duck, goose, horse, and even your brother-in-law. This is a nervous system reset for animals. And I will tell you that all of the work that I do is read and understood energetically by all biological organisms. That's a million-dollar way of saying your dog will like it too and your horse might enjoy it. And this is aimed specifically at the nervous system of animals. So they are very responsive. I frequently have folks when we're doing sessions and even when I'm doing interviews, folks usually tell me that their animals change behavior. Frequently they come closer to the phone. They suddenly settle down. Their maniac dog and cat will suddenly come for a rest when we're doing the energy work because they get it. Really, they just get it. So this is designed for them.
Wow. Okay, and then number 9 you talked about as well, and I'm just going to remind people where it is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Rudy now, RUDYNOW. The middle blade, which is dealing with the feelings of betrayal and the energy left behind from that damage of betrayal. Tell me about that.
So when we're betrayed, we are literally, figuratively, and energetically stabbed in the back. It's a place between the shoulder blades. That's why it's called the middle blade. It's an energetic weakness that, until it gets repaired, is a place where our energy drains. And we may not associate why we're feeling crappy or disillusioned or bad today with a betrayal that may have happened, 20 years ago. And we know today from doing just the trauma piece, we can go back in time and start to repair things. This is a very direct repair for betrayal. And you can actually feel the difference in your back as you listen to the recording. And if you've been betrayed a bunch of times, I recommend you listen to it once through. It's not very long. Once through for each of the whammies we suffered, because those whammies left marks energetically. And we would like that to be clean and fresh and lovely.
And so that raises a good point. So as incidents come up, let's say someone listens to that betrayal piece, energetically you do the work, maybe similar to what you did here, but with an energetic frequency, resonance, tone that is based on that energy of betrayal. And something else comes up, let's say 2 months from now.
Yeah.
They can go now and listen to that piece again, and they can be sure that that doesn't leave a mark, correct?
That's exactly the idea. That's how this was
designed.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I want to get into the walking the charts, but quick question on some of the other pieces. How would people proceed? Like, let's say, what would you start with, Rudy? Like, if you're looking at all these pieces, said, okay, what do I start? Do I start with where I still may have a challenge, or do I just start from number one and go through them?
I wouldn't start from number one and go through, because that's an arbitrary listing of it. What I encourage folks to do is to really maximize their time and input. Start with the stuff that is in your face that is bothering you the most now. And the way I suggest folks pick what to work on is just go by the titles. Something will light up as you look down the list of titles based on how you're feeling, because it would be hard to pick this wrong anyway. But if you keep being attracted to one title in relation to the issue that's up for you, that's the universe going, press play. And then after that, my advice is actually to take it easy. And what that means is to not do what I would do, because I'm a little bit of a maniac with self-work. I love to do self-work, and I probably overdo it, and I gung-ho it. And I think that's not the best approach, even though I'm the biggest, the one who does that probably the most. My suggestion is to be at a pace that feels right or pleasant or comfortable.
Okay.
Because you don't, the truth is you don't have to get it all done today. These are going to be with you for forever anyway.
Forever.
So,
wow.
I mean, that's a given. So take your time and go with what feels right. And take a few days off, for heaven's sake.
Yes, yeah. Okay, walking the charts. This is dealing with your most popular energetic tool. We talked about it earlier. And this is a non-business way. This is really just magnetizing you for more of the things you want. Friends, lovers, yeah, we can say that. Greater opportunities in your life. Clients as well that you want, or ways that you want to expand how you bring in abundance or serve people. Tell me about this. And also, you said this is derived from ancient Asian techniques and other things. Okay.
It's a multi-thousand-year-old Asian technique that used to be used by Oriental practitioners as a way to be found in the world to find clients.
Mm.
So it came from sort of a client base. But it was wonderful. And I don't have that much patience.
Yeah. Because
it took
a long time, basically.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying? It took a while.
Exactly right. It took a while. So I took energetics and said, okay, how do we speed this up so that it's not only pleasant and easy to do? The MP3 is about an hour long, so it's an hour with me learning how to do this and also the energetics that will teach you how to do this for whatever you're looking for it to do. And I've had people use this to find friends and partners and lovers. I've had people use this to find their what they consider to be their authentic family in the world.
Hmm.
Not the Ancestry.com sort of family, but the family of like-minded souls so that they could find each other, the people that really understood each other. I've had people use it to find the right horses to purchase.
Hmm.
So it's a very flexible, adaptable tool, and you can use it it's a way of marking yourself in the world and basically telling the universe, here I am, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, is that, I mean, for people that feel like maybe they're not ever really heard, or like they just are not, I don't want to say standing out, because they very well may be standing out, but they're just not being noticed, or they don't feel like there's this, that things are coming their way, like they always get passed up for the opportunities, or that type of belief, like I'm just not, it's always someone else, not me, you know, like this is the kind of thing that the ancients used to use to like put their mark out and say, look, I am ready, it's my time. And I want to get to the other piece and find out what that is, item 11, but I almost, so many questions about this coming up, and for me too. So for each one of these, there's a different energetics that you put forward, and it's subtle, but yet each one is different.
Very different. And sometimes you'll hear me doing mumbling stuff. Quite frequently, it'll be silent. And all of those mumblings and silences are all different. They are based on what's required to get the result.
Amazing. Okay, what is item 11?
MBC is short for Man Behind the Curtain and Cash Webinar Replay. This is the audio portion that wasn't previously available. And this is a way to very interestingly and gently start collapsing your deeply held money issues by being with them in a way. I teach you a full process, and this will be very interesting to folks that are interested in how energy is structured, because there's one explanation of, a little more explanation of how there's actual form and structure to energetics. So while you do this process, you get to see for yourself in your own consciousness what supports a problem. And in this case, the problem is a deeply held money belief. And this is something you can run with all your deeply held money beliefs, like there's not enough for me, or everybody gets that job offer and gets the paycheck, but I don't. All of that poison that we tell ourselves or have to deal with.
Yes. Fantastic. So all of that is there. 11 different embedded energetic frequencies and healings and deeper work based on where you might be in your life and what comes up. All of that is included. And beyond that, you have some other bonuses as well. Rudy, can you tell me about some of the other things that are included there? It looks like some additional work and pieces.
Well, I call the bonuses bonuses for folks who are gluttons for punishment. and what this is an additional 6.5 extra hours of me teaching about energetic work along with embedded energetics in these recordings. And we go everywhere from trauma to grief to anxiety, you name it.
Wow, so kind of like we did here, but where you did trauma, there might be one where you headlined a show and said, we're going to start with grief, and that was this headline subject, and then so you did the same process like today, but on grief or on anxiety or something else. So that is definitely getting more and more, wow. Okay, so I know I've taken a long time to go through all this because there's so much here. People have seen changes in remote healing for animals, emotional and physical pain released and healed. That is all here at uwealthrevolution.com/Rudy, R-U-D-Y now. Physical pain released, chronic cough and lung problems released, post-surgical healing and speedy recovery, financial abundance changes, all of the different stories all listed down there. And it is $97 to get all of the energetics of this work, and this is a huge value for everybody if it's something you want to go deeper with. And it is literally well over 90% off. And I want to say this, it's not a substitute for medical advice or treatment, so we are not advising you, we're not claiming a guarantee in one of those areas, but people have been feeling incredible things on the call, and if it pulls you and if it feels like something you want to go deeper into, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Rudy, R-U-D-Y-N-O-W, Rudy now, and it's available immediately, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Any final words on the package? And I want to see if we had any other questions that came in.
Well, I'll tell you one secret on the package. Walking the charts that folks love and use so much, if folks were to purchase this directly from me, would actually cost you more than the entire package. So I think it's a pretty good deal to get the package if it speaks to you.
Okay, well, we've got a lot of people that it is speaking to, I just want to say, and a lot of people are very excited. One person wrote in, they didn't put their name in, but they just wrote in about 10 seconds ago. This is incredible. So I went into zero now, and now the clearing transformed from, so I guess they started at a high level, they went into zero, and now it's transformed from my crown chakra, reaching my heart, to both my arms and tingling. It's so angelic. I am buying the kit for sure, but how can we tap into this and teach our children to access this consciousness? I guess, would it be helpful to have children listen, or where how would she get this, or he get this to kids?
That's a great question. I have, it was never my intention, but I had clients over the years tell me that once they've listened to the work a couple of times, I have many of them that will play it either at work or at home with the sound down, and they tell me they get the energetic frequencies just fine from that. That was never my intention, but lots of folks use that as a way to get it to get their animals immersed in the energy or their children immersed in the energy. So it's very easily accessible, and you can do it the sneaky way by just making it part of the ambiance. Oh, there's a fancy word, huh? Ambiance.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, kids being at a certain point in their development, it's like they're a lot more open, so they... sometimes they might need less than us, I would think, and so being exposed to it, they begin to operate from that space. One person, Susan's asking, are your programs specifically labeled to know the issue each program supports? So she's wondering, okay, again, how do I know which piece of the 11 to use
when
something comes up?
Well, I have two answers. One is the title will tell you the territory.
Okay.
And then the other answer is ignore everything, including the title, and trust your guts.
Mm.
Here's how I know that. I have some clients who, I'll just give you an example, for physical pain and their people, use pause and play because they know it's a neurological, it's a nervous system reset for animals. And they experimented with it. They felt the best, so they used that for a while, and they have a great pain reduction. We really are unique, so you can play an experiment in here.
Wow.
It's very forgiving.
Wow. Okay, so there is no wrong answer, and the energetics are going to call to you for each program. I think that's your body's own innate is going to call to you. Great question from Cheryl in New York City. Can you use more than one in a day? Can you use more than one in a day? Can you overload?
You can overload, and that's what I was talking about earlier. I don't recommend it. I mean, I'm the first one to break that rule. I do it all the time. I overdo, and there's not so much value in that. It's actually more valuable to do a little, take a little breather. Do a little, take a little breather. And that's because we do need time, even though it's very fast, the changes that happen. We need some reintegration time. That's as important as the work. So, and having said that, I know folks will overdo it anyway. You can't hurt yourself. But just be easy with yourself is my advice.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Okay, I want to see what other questions we have. Another question, someone said, can you re-listen to the same session over and over again and just leave it playing? A lot of people want to really immerse themselves in the energy, so I guess having it play over and over again during the day.
Yes, you can, thanks to modern technology, which I barely understand, you can loop this. You can loop. You can loop and go crazy, sure. Why not? Especially if you're in the midst of a challenge, you know?
Wow. Yeah, you might want to definitely have that. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Rudy now. Let's see. I guess, yep. She says, Karen says, you are the real deal, Rudy. My kids understand energy better than us already in many ways. I agree with that. Any other questions you guys are having or any other results that you want to report? Now, we have a few people. One person, Dan, was writing in, who's having some pain in their shoulders, hips, and feet. Can they, you know, how could this help someone with pain in their body, or could the recording of this call help someone with pain in their body?
Both. Absolutely both. And because I come from a bodywork background and I'm a great respecter of good technique, there's also nothing wrong with going for really good help in addition to this work. This work really isn't a substitute, but it's a fabulous addition. So one of the things you might want to do is go see the chiro or go see the acupuncturist and put this on your iPod, and you will find that it will change for every different nervous system over time depending on the issue, but one of these recordings, more than any other at any given time, if you've got pain going on, will call to you. I would play that a few times and just notice what kind of relief you get.
Wow. And so, like, for Dan, for example, if we don't know exactly where that's coming from, those pains, it could be whatever issue's calling out to him. Let that do the work and then see what happens with the underlying physical issue when that work is done. Okay. Okay, one person's asking another great question. Hi, Rudy, about the kit. Do we need to wear headphones to activate and receive the energy?
Oh, great question. No. That's neat, huh? Upside down, backwards, without headphones, but thanks for asking that question. I never thought to make that clear. No, the it's not based on how your ears receive it or left or right. It's a bigger gorilla than that. So
okay.
Thanks for asking. That's great.
Okay. So it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Rudy, RUDYNOW, Rudy. Now, well, Rudy, this is incredible, and I've been so just overcome with all of the comments and all of just the really clear drops in what people have been feeling and experiencing through the call, the trauma being removed, and I'd love to hear kind of where people are at now and some of the updates for many of you, and so many people are going forward to get some of this deeper work. I've got to ask this question. For people that felt a big bit of relief, I'm just going to keep going back to this. How could this deeper work take them into more relief or in some way expand that? I mean, again, I'm getting a lot of people saying, well, I already feel like I'm at a zero. How can this take me further? Do I need to go further? And I've almost got to say, if that little bit did that much, you can't even begin to imagine what this deeper work could do. I mean, I definitely am going to be going through each piece because the tingling I felt was something, hey, I just want to feel more of that.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the world's most perfect answer. And It's like, let's use ice cream as the analogy. Do we really only ever once in our lifetime want to have one tablespoon of our most favorite delicious ice cream? No! We want it a little more than we even should. We want to have that experience of expansion and joy. Because remember, the point of this is not even the getting past the problem. That's just the way to get to where we're going. The point of it is to live an expanded, happy, heart-centered life, to have a nice life.
Yeah.
So these are the ways to access that easily.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if we get people to a zero, well, that's great. You know, the trauma's gone, but now where do we take you from that zero to a place of now infinite joy? It's like now we want to expand out the joy side, which is the other side of that line on that axis. And just like you said with ice cream, it's like, could we ever just have one bite, and do we ever say no more ice cream? Well, this is non-calorie cosmic ice cream, right?
Right.
So we can have as much as we want and just keep expanding. Well, Rudy, thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, look at the time. We kept going a long time. This was incredible.
Goodness.
I appreciate you being here. It was a tremendous amount of fun. Thank you so much. Amazing, amazing stuff. I'm going to let you just kind of say anything else you have to the group. I'm so sorry we went long, and amazing time.
I only have two quick things to say. One is just thank you to everybody for being here. I really love and appreciate the fact that you showed up for yourself and for me. Also, Darius, I have great respect for you for creating an entire genre so that folks like myself and other good people in the world just can reach so many people just so much more easily. I just wanted to thank you sincerely.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, and thank you for your work.